Hello, hello, and welcome to Nadia's Little Talks, episode 2. I'm your host, Nadia, and I hope you are all doing well and are just as excited for this to kick off as I am. So before we get into it, I just wanted to let you guys know, I am going to be very, like, unfiltered and raw. Throughout this, if you weren't already expecting that, and if you don't know me personally necessarily yet, because I want to be honest with you guys and open up and hopefully help you all open up, because that's a part of the goal. So I hope you guys are all doing so good and staying positive, trying to, and meeting your goals. And if you're not, that's okay too. That's cool. You're getting there and you got this. So this episode is titled Learning to Love Yourself, and I am so excited to talk about this because it's such an important topic. I think that not a lot of people realize how important it is, but it's a very important topic and one of my favorites, as I am learning this still too. So there's so much to say about this, so honestly there will definitely be more parts. And like I said, I'm unfiltered and raw, so I don't have like a script or anything like that. I'm just, you know, being open and honest and just talking with you guys, so bear with me. It's only episode 2, okay? Be patient with me, and thank you guys even for listening. So, getting into this, what does loving yourself mean, and what should that look like? We're going to try and break it down a little bit more. You're giving yourself love, and you're being gentle with yourself. You're giving yourself grace. You're doing things for you. I think that's what self-love means. And what does that look like? Well, I'm pretty sure for a lot of people, it looks like a lot of different things. You know, it all depends on who you are. But what should it look like? You know, for me, it's like doing something that makes me happy, or doing something that I enjoy, or, you know, giving myself grace in times that I need it. Being positive with myself and consistent with that, that's very important. I think I want to talk a little bit about that more. Giving yourself grace and being gentle, also being positive falls in that a little bit, but I'll explain that a little bit later. But giving yourself grace and being gentle with yourself, meaning, like, in times that you have troubles or something's going on, or, you know, you're having some pretty bad thoughts about yourself, or something like that, giving yourself grace and being gentle is with yourself is pretty much just, like, letting yourself know that it's okay, you know, not thinking badly or, like, you know, beating yourself up about something. Give yourself some grace, you know, like, be gentle, like, be kind to yourself. Oh my gosh, that is so important. Be kind to yourself. Say, like, something happens, or I don't know, you feel a test, or you mess up at work unintentionally, or you know, something goes wrong and maybe it's not necessarily your fault, but you're telling yourself that it is. You know, give yourself grace, be gentle. You know, that goes such a long way. Letting yourself know that, hey, it's okay, you know, something in the world, you know, I can do better, or I will do better, or, you know, I'm good, or I got this, you know, being gentle with yourself. You know, a lot of the times, I think that when things happen, we're so quick to, like, in our heads, why did I do that, or, like, you know, what was I thinking, or something like that, you know, because we do have these little, you know, these voices, well, a voice in our head. It sounds crazy, but everybody has, like, a voice in their head that tells them, like, you know, you talk to yourself, and everybody does. So You know, you have that little, that voice in your head that's, you know, sometimes you say something bad about yourself or, you know, in your mind and, you know, you're just thinking it or something like that. Without even realizing, a lot of the times we do it without even realizing. Just, we're so quick to, like, man, why did I do that? Like I said, or like, you know, we're so quick to be hard on ourselves without, you know, realizing, like, you know, it's not that bad, or like, you know, I got this. So that falls on the line of, you know, being gentle and showing yourself compassion and grace. So that goes a long way, and a lot of the times people don't realize how big of an impact it makes and how important it is and how much it helps. Because it does, trust me, it does help. If you haven't done it, just try it and just watch, you know, how you react the next time you find yourself, you know, reacting to something negatively, or in, like, in your mind thinking or telling yourself something negatively. Give yourself grace and watch how big of a difference it'll make in those moments. Another thing with self-love is taking care of your mind and your thoughts. That is so huge. That kind of goes with giving yourself grace and being gentle, but taking care of your mind and your thoughts and having a positive mindset. I'll just explain a little bit what I mean. So, taking care of your mind. So your mind matters. It plays a big part in everything that you do. Obviously. Well, I mean, for some people it may not, you know, we may not think about it that way, but it does. It plays a big part in everything that you do. Your feelings, you know, that's where it all comes from. So when I say taking care of your mind, I mean, like, realizing your thoughts, what you say to yourself. What you say to yourself, what you tell yourself, recognizing your feelings and understanding them. Having a positive mindset. Because a lot of the times, like I said, we don't even realize how hard we can be on ourselves sometimes. It was so hard for me to do because I was always so just used to, you know, being hard on myself and telling myself negative things. And, you know, when I go through things and when I was depressed, I would always be so hard on myself. And then I would wonder why I was in the mood that I was in, or I would wonder why I thought the way that I did about myself. Because I was always so hard on myself, and the way that I talk to myself just in general. Like, I don't, like, now looking back, I'm like, why was I so hard on myself? You know, like, it was bad. For me, it was bad. And actually, somebody who taught me about positive mindsets, my cousin, you know who you are if you're listening, she taught me how important it was, and I never understood how important it was, really, and how big of a difference it made in my life. I remember in her room, she had, like, these little, like, quotes and things like that, and, like, positive quotes and stuff like that on her wall, and I was, like, whenever just listening to something positive or talking to yourself positively, like, makes such big of a difference. Like, try it. And I remember, like, trying it and thinking it was so silly. Like, why am I, like, you can do it. Like, why am I in my head being, like, you know, a little cheerleader or something like that. Like, in my head, like, that's so weird, you know. I just think it was so silly until I realized how much of a big difference it makes in my life, and how much of a big difference it made in my life. And I mean, it still does, you know, like, when something happens that I'm not expecting, or I don't do something right, or I don't know, just like something, telling myself it's okay, you know, waking up every morning, I'm like, you're gonna have a good day, you got this, you know. Even if, you know, obviously I'm not a fortune teller, I don't know what the day is gonna hold, but giving myself that positive affirmation, like, I'm going to have a good day. I got this, you know? It makes such a big of a difference, the way that you talk to yourself. It's very important. If you're wondering why, like, you know, why am I feeling this way? Like, why am I so upset? Or, like, why am I so sad? You know, like, you have the power to control your emotions, control your feelings, the way that you are thinking. You have the power to do that. So next time, like, you're sad or you're upset and you're wondering why you're so mad, or, like, you're being so hard on yourself, or, like, anything like that, like, try telling yourself something positive. Just something positive. Like, sometimes, especially, like, when I do my makeup, I look in the mirror, I'm like, damn, you look good. You right there in the mirror, yep, you look good. My reflection, yep, you look good. Like, just telling myself something positive like that, and it sounds so silly. Sounds probably, maybe sounds dumb, but honestly, like, you know, being positive with yourself and, you know, giving yourself a compliment, shit, like, you know, making yourself feel good, like, that makes a big difference in how you are treating yourself, how you're thinking about yourself, and, you know, how you treat others, you know. But it starts with you. It always starts with you. And the most important is you, and how you are with yourself, and, you know, how you're talking to yourself. So I want you guys to try it. I want you guys to try it. If you're that person that is having a hard time, and, you know, you don't have, like, a lot of confidence, maybe you think so bad about yourself, like, in the position I used to be in, if you're one of those people, just try it. Try telling, waking up, when you wake up, even if it's 5 o'clock in the morning and you know you don't want to go to work and you know you didn't get enough sleep last night and you're tired as hell, wake up, tell yourself something positive. Like, wake up while you're making coffee, while you're making your breakfast, while you're eating breakfast, whatever. Try and wake up and say something positive about yourself and tell yourself you're going to have a good day. It will change the way that you think, and it will change, I promise you, it'll change your life. And I used to be really hard on myself and, you know, always tell myself, like, super horrible, like, it was really bad. I used to always tell myself super horrible things, like, I was not pretty, I was too fat, and I needed to lose weight, and, my hands were weird. Just, I used to have so many dumb things to say about myself. Now that I'm, like, looking back on it, it's so dumb, because I'm like, there's nothing wrong with me, you know, like, I love myself, like, there's nothing wrong with me, like, I'm not perfect, but shit, I love myself. So now that I look back on it, I think it's so dumb, the way that I used to think, and it was hard, but in the moment, obviously, it wasn't dumb, but, like, in the moment, I, you know, was struggling with that. But now that I look back on it, I'm like, man, if only I would have, you know, like, done this sooner, like, you know, but I got it now, you know. But it makes a big difference, and it made a big difference for me when I started to realize, when I started to do it and realize how much of a big difference it made, like, but like I said, I want you guys to try it. Another part of loving yourself is, doing things that make you happy. Explain. Doing things that make you happy, whether it be painting, drawing, writing, making music, writing songs, reading, watching your show, like, anything, something that you enjoy doing naturally that just makes you happy or calms you down. Or after a long day, like, the one thing that makes you calm down, you know, and relax, like, doing something that makes you happy is a part of loving yourself. You know, a lot of the times, I know we always have super, super busy schedules sometimes, and some of us work two jobs, some of us work long ass jobs. I know for me, I work 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. so I have a long day, and I be really tired Monday through Friday. I'm so tired, and I forget to do things, honestly. And sometimes I'll be in a really bad mood and I'm like, why am I in such a bad, why I'm so stressed, like after work, I'm like, I'm so stressed, I'm like so mad, I'm irritated because of work or this or that. And then I'm like, I need to do something, like I need to take some time to myself and do something that makes me happy and calm me down. It works. Paying attention to yourself and how you're feeling and taking time out of your day for yourself is important. It's needed, actually, I should say. It's very much needed. Because like I said, sometimes we forget and like we're just, you know, going through our day. I know for me, I'm like a robot sometimes. I'm like, this is what I do every day, you know, like work, whatever. And then I'll be stressed out, I'll be irritated, I'll be tired, and then I'm like, I need to take time out of my day for myself. That's what's gonna help, you know. And it does every time. I'll relax. I have a cat, her name is Venus. I might mention her a few times. But I'll relax. I'll play with her. I'll watch a show, something. For me, I like to go get my nails done. So I'll go get my nails done. Makes me feel even cuter. Go get my nails done. That's something I love to do. I love to write. I love writing. I'm really good at it. Might be an author in the future, I'm just saying. No, I'm kidding. But, I mean, yeah. But I love to write. So sometimes just, like, writing a story, you know, like, excites me. It calms me down, but it excites me just because I love making up stories. That's something that makes me happy and just naturally. And I'll, like, calm myself down. And that's me just, like, taking time out of my day for myself. And, like, giving some love to myself. Because, you know, throughout the day, you're dealing with a whole bunch of people. Whatever your schedule is, sometimes. You know, some people deal with a lot of people in a day. And at the end of the day, they're just like, I can't. No more people, you know. For me, it's kids. I work with kids, so I'm with kids 24/7. All day. So, well, not 24/7, but you know, I'm with kids all day, all week. So I am not paying attention to myself when I'm in those moments. And you know, that's why I said, well, we get stressed because we're not paying attention to ourselves and, you know, we're going through our routine or whatever. But you need to stop and take the time to, give yourself some love and, do something that makes you happy. Because that's makes a very big difference at the end of the day. Also, another thing, loving you for who you are. And this is a hard one. This is a hard one because I know for a lot of people it is. It's something that's pretty hard to do. And, you know, for some people, maybe not, but for me, loving yourself for who you are, loving me for who I am was a struggle because, you know, like I was saying earlier, how we talk so bad about ourselves or we think so bad about ourselves and we're not giving ourselves grace. And I had a hard time loving myself and accepting myself. Accepting myself and my flaws and just loving me for who I was regardless of my history. That's an episode all in itself, but loving myself for who I am took a lot, but that's also very important. This whole thing, I keep saying that that's important. This whole thing is important, let me tell you. Loving yourself is in of itself important. But loving yourself for who you are, not who you think you are. Let me say that again. Not who you think you are, but loving yourself for who you are. You may think that you are some dumbass, like, you don't know anything and you don't ever do anything right and you're just a horrible person, and like you may think that, And that's what I was saying earlier. You need to change your mindset. That's a part of that too. But you may think that, which I hope you're not going to anymore, or I hope you're going to try not to, but you may think that, or whatever else negative you think about yourself, you may think that, but that's not who you are. That's who you think you are. That's not who you are. Because I'm pretty sure I may not know you personally, and if I do know you personally, then I know you're an amazing person. But if I may not know you, I may not know you personally, but there's so much more to you than what you think and than what meets the eye. And even everyone has flaws. Nobody is perfect. So there may be some things about your character, you know, that you can work on or something like that. But that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. You're not ugly. You're not fat. You're not anything negative. You're not a horrible person. You're not dumb. You're not anything like that. And letting yourself know that every day, is going to change how you think and help you love yourself for who you are. Even like me, I should use myself as the example. I had such a hard time with my weight, and I'm really not even that big. Like, I'm not big as I think I am. There's nothing wrong with that, but for me, I've always like wanted to be fit. And I would always like think, like, why am I like, this is not the weight that I want to be at, you know, like, I'm too much, or, you know, or something like that. That was a big thing that I would, part of not loving myself for who I am. I would always have a problem with that. And also just the way that I look, I would always think that there's something wrong with me, like physically, like something wrong with me. Why am I like this? And mentally too, I would always think that, you know, there was something wrong with me. Like I was crazy or something like that. Or like, you know, when I was depressed, I would think really negatively. And I would think things that aren't even me, you know, like that's not who I am. Like, I'm not a horrible person. I'm not mean. I'm not, you know, I'm not a bitch. I'm not this horrible, unkind person. Like, that's not who I am. There's nothing wrong with my body. Like, there's nothing wrong with my face. I had to tell myself that and remind myself, and honestly just fall in love with the person that I was becoming and the person that I am, physically and mentally. It's a journey, and it is an amazing journey, and a very important one too. Falling in love with who you are, amazing. But loving yourself for who you are is a part of loving yourself, obviously. And you know, all the things that, you know, I've talked about: giving yourself grace, taking care of your mind and your thoughts, and having a positive mindset, doing things that make you happy. Like, that's part of loving yourself for who you are, and realizing that you're not this horrible person. Like, you have so much love to give. Give that love to yourself. Another thing: loving yourself enough to not accept things that aren't for you, and learning to let them go. This is a big one. And this is one that's pretty hard for a lot of people, and for me, I'm not gonna lie. there was a quote I saw. It said, "How you love yourself is how you teach others to love you." And let me just say that one more time, because that hit. How you love yourself is how you teach others to love you. Let me just break that down for you. Let me just break it down. So, if you are, I keep having thoughts come to me about this. So, if you think if you are treating yourself bad and you are, you know, you always have something negative to say about yourself, you're never giving yourself grace, you're never paying attention to yourself and your thoughts and your emotions and understanding them, and you are, you know, thinking so wrong of yourself that, you know, you're ugly, you're this, you're that, you're not, and you're just not loving yourself. But how you're not loving yourself, how you love yourself is how you teach others to love you. So the fact that you are not showing any type of care to yourself or being gentle or, you know, being okay in your own skin, being okay in your own skin and accepting yourself, not paying any attention to yourself, somebody else is going to come along and treat you the same or worse. How you're treating yourself, not giving yourself, like I said, you know, neglecting yourself, not giving yourself any time, attention, not paying attention to your thoughts, your mind, not understanding your emotions and feeling your emotions and understanding them, somebody else is going to come along and do the same to you, if not worse. They're going to treat you bad. Why? Because look how you're treating yourself. You don't care about yourself, so why should they? You don't care about yourself, so why should they? Is honestly probably what they're thinking. So somebody else is going to come along and treat you bad because you're treating yourself bad, and you are allowing yourself to be treated that way because you're not loving yourself enough to walk away or to not let yourself be treated that way because you're neglecting yourself. That's a part of loving yourself. Ooh, that's a big part of loving yourself. that I personally have had to learn, you know, harder ways, but you are allowing yourself to be treated a certain way because you're treating yourself worse or you're treating yourself bad. So you're like, well, I don't care about me, why should somebody else care about me? And I know I am guilty of this thought, and I know that a lot of people are as well. And it's such a sad, like, it's such a horrible thing to think about, but, or to feel, but, a part of learning how to love yourself is accepting yourself. Somebody, you do not let somebody come along and treat you bad. You need to love yourself enough to be like, no, you see how I'm loving myself over here? We're positive over here, we're complimenting ourselves, we are giving ourselves self-love, we're paying attention to ourselves, we're paying attention to our mind and our thoughts and our emotions. You see me doing that over here? Yeah, no, you're not gonna come over here and, you know, not give me what I deserve. That's a part of loving yourself. That's part of realizing what you're worth as well, because you're worth so much more. And you deserve so much more than anything bad. That's a part of learning to love yourself. And it's so important. It is so important. Because you, and I've been a victim, you know, I'm guilty of it too. You will find yourself stuck in somewhere, some place you don't want to be. Because you're not loving yourself to, you know, have the courage to get up and walk away from that something or someone that's not giving you what you deserve, what you want, what's for you. And also, what is for you, what is meant for you, will come to you. Let me say that again. What is meant for you will come to you. You don't go searching for it. It comes to you. It comes to you. Because it's meant for you. Just remember that. So you will find yourself stuck somewhere or with someone because you're not loving yourself enough. You're not paying attention to your thoughts, your emotions, your mind, how you're feeling. You're not paying attention to yourself. You're not giving yourself that love. You're not giving yourself any love. And that's what happens when you're not loving yourself and you're not trying to learn to love yourself. you just let anything, you know, anybody, anything treat you however, you know? So part of knowing your worth and loving yourself is walking away from things or people that are not treating you how you should be treated, how you treat yourself. Like I said, you're loving yourself. Do not take anything less than what you deserve and what you want. It's not being selfish. It's not being selfish. And sometimes it's okay to be selfish. But with that, not allowing something or someone to treat you a certain way, that's not being selfish. That is standing up for yourself and loving yourself. I want you guys to remember that quote: how you love yourself is how you teach others to love you. So give yourself grace, be gentle with yourself, be kind to yourself, be kind to your mind matters, and so do you. Taking care of your mind and your thoughts, having a positive mindset, going through your day, giving yourself positive affirmations, telling yourself positive things, doing things that make you happy, loving you for who you are, not who you think you are, loving you for who you are, accepting yourself and accepting your flaws, loving yourself enough, not to accept things that aren't for you, and learning to let them go or walk away. All things that are a part of learning to love yourself. If you have stayed and listened and been patient with me, the support means everything. And this is only episode 2, guys. So thank you for listening. And, thank you for being patient. It means so much, that my voice is heard. And that somebody, you know, felt something with what I said. So I hope that I have helped someone. And I hope you guys share this. And that you guys learned a little bit. Because that is always my intention. To share my thoughts and for you to learn something. And take something with you from all of my episodes. So I hope you have. And thank you so much for listening. And episode 2, guys, we're going on so many more. So thank you so much for listening. And I will talk to you guys in episode 3.